I've put my headphones in, so I've got my little microphone, because I thought that might be slightly better sound quality than off my phone, but I don't know how it sounds on your end.
Sounds like it's in quadraphonic stereo, Callum.
Okay, are you ready?
Wonderful.
I think so. 3, 2, 1, I think so.
Hi, Skeldon, it's EX Shamla, and welcome to another ripping, gripping edition of Connections. And I think tonight we're breaking the record for probably the furthest afield a guest has sort of beamed him or herself in from, all the way from Vietnam. Good evening, Callum.
Good evening, Tim.
How is it in Vietnam tonight, Callum?
It's warm. No, it's actually not. It's cold. It's getting cold. It's warm. No, it's actually not. It's cold. It's getting cold. A chilly 20 degrees. It's wonderful actually in Vietnam tonight. I'm still going to have the AC on tonight, but it's an overindulgence, I would suggest. Mm-hmm. When I saw my electricity bill a couple of months ago, I definitely could be too overindulgent with it.
You realise that indulgence then?
When it affects my pocket, I realise it more. There's a Scotsman at heart in me still.
Are you finding yourself in dire straits around mid-month? Yous and thousands of other folk like yous are chucking money down the toilet on air conditioning. Here is a tip for yous. Don't use air conditioning. As an alternative, get more ventilators in your house. If that doesn't work, sit in your backyard. Don't use air conditioning. It just turns your poons into condensation.
Hey.
I listened to your show with Dan last week, and I enjoyed what he'd done. I enjoyed he'd put his research in, he'd read an autobiography, there was a narrative running throughout the set list, and I thought it was quite good. I've done none of that, none whatsoever. I haven't really been listening to music on any particular thread recently, so I thought, where am I just now? I'm in Asia. And I will very tenuously link a playlist to Asia.
Well, it's my pleasure. That almost worked, didn't it?
Burning.
the first band I ever saw live. One of my first ever favorite bands, I think. They're in here because their bassist is Japanese.
Okay, good.
Cool. I think that's close enough. That's an Asian connection, right?
That's pretty. That's about as Asian as it gets, to be honest. I mean, isn't it more Asian than that? I mean, Japan's right in there.
This song, My Perfect Day. I remember. I guess I was about 14 at the time, and Dunfermline. We were playing Aberdeen in the semi. No, we weren't. We were playing Inverness Kylie Thistle in the semi-finals of the Scottish Cup, and we won that game. And on the same day, I got sat next to the girl I fancied in maths class as well. It was a Scotsman at heart in me still.
You went robotic then, it went.
Okay.
All right.
Ready?
Go for it.
Turn off your mind, relax, and float downstream. It's not dying. It's not dying.
Lay down all thoughts. Surrender to the void. It is shining. It is shining.
Yeah, you may see the meaning of within. It's being.
Yeah, I knew that was going to happen. So much for a nice crisp finish. So that was Feeder and My Perfect Day from, 2003-ish, something like that. We were talking about... earlier, I think. A bit earlier. Talking about Feeder's output. Did you know, it's according to a certain online generic information source, but Feeder have had a total of 10 albums since 1994. How many compilation albums do you know?
11.
12. 12 compilation albums. How do you get 12 compilation albums from 10 records? How do you do that?
So what I've chosen is... So Hair the Musical is sort of an anti-Vietnam War musical from the late 60s. And this song here, you'll recognise the second part of it in particular from the Fifth Dimension, Age of Aquarius, Let the Sunshine In.
Let the Sunshine In.
And... I don't know. In terms of musical theatre, this is probably my favourite song to come out of Broadway. I think the bass line's wonderful. If I could go back to any musical in history, I would go back to the original Broadway cast recording of Hair. That's what I would say. There's a pub conversation for you. Any musical in history, which would you go back to?
Wow, that's a poser. Well, if you're out there listening, Istanbul, give us a ring. What musical would you like to go back to? And who's with you?
We starve, look at one another, short of breath, walking proudly in our winter coats, wearing smells from laboratories, facing a dying nation of moving paper fantasy, listening for the new told lies with supreme visions of lonely tunes. Somewhere inside something there is a rush of greatness, who knows what stands in front of our lives. I fashion my future on films in space. Silence tells me secretly
proudly in our winter coats, wearing smells from lavender.
connections. Yeah, it's Frank. Want to see Paint Your Wagon, but a disco version produced by Bidu. And I want to watch it retrospectively with J.R.R. Tolkien, but a 1972 J.R.R. Tolkien. And we'll go for a bit of lemon after.
That ignorance and hate may mourn the dead. It's believing, it is believing.
But listen to the colour of your dreams. It is not living. It is not living.
That's me and my Tibetan Book of the Dead period. And the expression Tomorrow Never Knows was another of Ringo's. So I gave it a throwaway title because I was a bit self-conscious about the lyrics of Tomorrow Never Knows. So I took one of Ringo's malapropisms, which was like Hard Day's Night, and sort of take the edge off the heavy philosophical lyrics.
What can you say?
What can you say?
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow never knows.
Tommy with Betty Buckley, who played Grisabella in original Broadway cast of Cats. Original mind. Don't want any of that Cats revival.
That ignorance and hits may mourn the death.
Hello and welcome to the Psychedelian Mode with me, Psychedelia. Well, here we are in 1968, something of a boom time for Asian instrumentation, with people lavishing popular beat records with sitars, Indian nose flutes, and of course, Chinese zithers. And try saying that after you've eaten a blackcurrant marshmallow. So, on the Psychedelian Mode tonight, we look at where this upsurge in the use of these pieces of music might have come from. Is it from travellers getting broken buses from Istanbul that go all the way to India via the Hindu Kush? The popularisation of Indian culture through shops such as India Craft in London? Or the general curiosity of middle-class people who want to just look cool? Well, according to some, the answer lies not there, but here, in a rented ex-shoe warehouse in Stockport, where, sensational, a two-men Asian music advisory board is run by two gentlemen called Mumbai Jerry and Kabuki Dave. Here's Mumbai Jerry.
You're right. Can I call you Delia?
Well, you can, but my friends call me Psycho.
All right, Psycho. Well, you know, people come and say, you know, that Ravi Shankar and, you know, Shankumar Sharma sort of started all this sort of psychedelic sitar usage with albums like Call of the Valley. And what folk don't realise and don't really get is that Ravi and Shankumar came here.
What, to Stockport? I mean, surely there were musicians who'd been, you know, richly educated in Indian music.
No, look, Dave, get us that piece of paper. Yeah. Alright, look at this. No, Dave, this isn't it. This is a shopping list from last Friday. Oh, look, here it is. Yeah, here it is. Ah, look.
It's from Ravi, that.
Yeah, so this is a note that Ravi left.
What does it say?
It says, his writing's all sitari. I can't get into the front door because there's a shifty security guard. I've gone to get a bag of chips. Can I come through side door when I get back? Ah, see, that's evidence, that is.
Yeah, that's from Ravi.
It's conclusive, isn't it?
Tell me about Charanjit Singh, Kellum.
Not really. I don't know much about him. I stumbled upon him on down a Wikipedia wormhole once. Okay. I ended up on the Acid House Wikipedia page, the history of Acid House, and
as you do.
And Acid House was the Roland TB-303 was the sort of synthesizer that gave the sound to Acid House.
Is that what qualified it as Acid? I mean, how would a piece qualify as Acid House? I it's a question I've always been dying to ask somebody, but never really plucked up the courage to do so.
I don't really know. Like that, the sound from this synthesizer is a big factor of it. So you're talking sort of mid to late 80s where Acid House really takes off. But sometime about 10 years ago, somebody stumbled upon this guy in India who'd got his hands on one of the original synthesizers before it had even been released in the UK. It was released in India before anywhere.
Wow.
And it turned out that, the first ever Acid House was made by some guy in India playing traditional Indian dance songs with his Acid synthesizer. So that's what we've got here, yeah. His traditional Indian dances in acid form did not go down well in the traditional Indian communities he lived in. But when it was rediscovered, I think he finally got a bit of commercial success out of it.
And to be big in jungle, get yourself a Bon Tempe B4.
You might be after that sound.
This is my most tenuous link to Asia by some distance, I think. During lockdown, I became addicted to this YouTube channel, Circle, which is sort of DJs playing DJ sets in some of the most incredible locations in the world. So, like, you've got DJs playing at the top of the Eiffel Tower, overlooking Igatsu Falls, at the top of Sugarloaf Mountain in Rio. And I think under lockdown, it was kind of great to see people enjoying themselves together in these stunning locations. And it sort of helped with the claustrophobia a little bit. And so this one of my favorite sets is the Martinez Brothers at Marina Bay Sands Hotel in Singapore. Like, while I was there, I was like, I can't wait to get back in the nightclub again. And as soon as lockdown ended, I was like, nah, I don't really fancy that. existence to the end of the beginning of the beginning
of the beginning of the beginning
of the beginning of the beginning.
So, I mean, in what way are you responsible for the use of, for example, the sitar in Beatles music?
Oh, Ravi, he's a right one, isn't he?
Aye.
Well, he were round here, because he likes chip shop down road, and he likes looking round. You know, we've got quite an extensive collection of sitars, you know, even in mid-60s.
Aye, that we had. I like looking at sitars, and he got a chip addiction, didn't he, at some point, and he's a sod for that dandelion and burdock. He's a one in the A. Basically mentioned that he'd bumped into George, you know, Harrison, in a supermarket in London.
What, George Harrison goes to supermarkets?
Apparently, I mean, this is what Ravi told us.
Aye, so soft press this.
Apparently, he likes the smell of them.
What, the smell of supermarkets?
Yeah, especially kitchen cleaning section.
Aye, it's all them scouring agents.
But yeah, aye, he has to clad his face heavily with paisley scarves.
Aye, Ravi says he likes paisley.
Anyway, long story short, Ravi goes up to him in biscuit aisle and says, and I love this, "Hey, George, put some sitar on your record. I'm not nagging you, I'm just suggesting." And George says, "All right."
Incredible.
Well, yeah, I think for me it's got to be Five Guys named Mo. With Angela Merkel, I'd like to see her reaction to Fourth Mo.
Yeah, lose sleep at night over that.
Dear, I appear to have spilt tea all down my record player.
You can. I always make it a point that I'm going to choose a song that you absolutely hate on every one of your shows that I come on to, and I couldn't find any links to Asia from Billy Ocean. So what I found is, so Baby Metal, sort of a J-pop band, a Japanese girl band.
Okay.
Backed by a metal band.
Let there be throat singing in Istanbul, the streets of Istanbul tonight. And the name of the song is, it's The Who and Juve, Juve, You.
Yes.
Do you want to just try it, before we do it, do you want to just try your hand at some throat singing?
Well, I guess the song would be, Juve, Juve, I feel that we can better appreciate the song having attempted it and got nowhere near.
I don't know about you, Callum. I entered a state of inertia just then.
Yes. So, like, I mean, I, a lot of people, when they think Vietnam War, they think, yeah, war-torn country, landmines everywhere. Just horrible place to be. And so, I mean, while I should be painting a picture of modern Vietnam and the culture here, most of the music I've listened to has been pitchy karaoke played through the neighborhood PA system at 7 in the morning.
Ah, lovely.
And it has not, hasn't left the best impression on me.
I kid your lips, it's a sometime. Sometimes I see you pass outside my door. Hello, is it me you are looking for? I can see your eyes.
We've got the trio Mendil now. The trio Mendili. It sounds like... sounds like a sort of Italian holiday resort.
We're very tenuously Asian because this lot are from Georgia, which is very, very much on the border, and they're from right up in the Caucasus Mountains, I believe, as well. Asia, but only just, I think. I think they came up sort of as one of my suggested videos on Facebook when I was going to Georgia and I was researching what to do there. And that, so when Facebook were spying on me, they thought I might want to listen to some nice Georgian music. And this is quite nice. There are three very, very attractive Georgian women who wear Georgian traditional clothes, walk through the mountains with a selfie stick filming themselves singing nice Georgian folk songs. It's very, very pleasant.
I mean, for me, there's, you know, so many choices, but I think it boils down to Calamity Jane and the surviving members of Boney M. So, how does it work if a beat combo needs your services?
Well, they ring us. We ain't got a switchboard out, so they come straight through. Oh, hang on, that's phone now. All right, sensational. Mumbai Jerry speaking. Who? Terry Sadler? The Terry Sadler? Write this down. As in Terry Sadler's blackcurrant licorice consumption unit? What's that? You want a song psyched out? Right, take this down, Dave. What's it called? Did you pay the milkman? Right, normally it's 10 quid, but we'll do it for you for £9, 8 shillings and 10 pence. Aye, that does include VAT, aye. Alright, deal. Bye. Dave, get Ravi on the phone. I think we've got a number one.
The milkman seems a bit brusque today. He slammed down the bottles with a glassy bang. The shrill sound of glass on concrete went up my spine. distressed out, glass noise, coma condition. I realized there might have been a payment omission.
So we got the last song of the night, Callum. It's The Toy Dolls.
Yes.
And it's a song about elephants, which I can sort of see an Asian connection somewhere.
I mean, you'll have heard this song many a time, I'm sure, as a youngster. The last time that I was mentioned on this show, I was on the train from Mandalay to Yangon, I think. I was listening to you and and Jay.
That's right.
And I thought I'd like to contribute. So Nelly the elephant was making his way in the opposite direction.
Is it his way?
Or her way? Is it
a non-gendered elephant?
Nelly the elephant packed her trunk. Yeah. It's her. Yeah, you're right. So Nelly the elephant was making her way in the other direction on the road to Mandalay. And I remember when I was on the road to Mandalay, I listened to this song over and over because the only other option was the road to Mandalay, which is it Frank Sinatra? I know Robbie Williams covered it, and it's a fairly dreadful song.
Ship me somewhere east of Suez, where the best is like the worst.
So I was listening to this song the whole way up into the mountain.
To Bombay, a travelling circus came. They brought an intelligent elephant, and Nelly was her name. One dark night, she slipped her iron chain, and off she ran to Hindustan and was never seen again.
Say goodbye to the circus. Off she went with a chompity chomp, 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 chomp. Now Nelly the elephant packed a chunk and tumbled up in the jungle. Off she went with a chompity chomp, chomp, chomp.
Night by night, she danced to the circus band. When Nelly was leading the big parade, she looked so proud and grand. No more tricks for Nelly to perform. They taught her how to take a bow, and she took the crowd by storm.
Yeah, you may see the meaning of within.
Nelly the elephant packed a trunk and said goodbye to the circus. Off she went with a tumbly chomp, 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 chomp. Now Nelly the elephant packed a trunk and tumbled up in the jungle. Off she went with a tumbly chomp, 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 chomp. Nelly the elephant packed a trunk and said goodbye to the circus. Off she went with a tumbly chomp, 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 chomp.
And the Toy Dolls. I got that mixed up in my head, Callum. I thought it was a snowman.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember? You probably won't remember the snowmen. They were a group that dressed up as snowmen, and they would sing in a sort of gruff voice.
I have never heard of them in my life.
I'm trying to think what they
are. The only snowmen I know are the Alex Jones version.
They did Okie Kokie.
Okay.
Left leg in, left leg out, in, out, shake it all back. We've come to the end of the show, and thanks for a awesome playlist, sort of accepting baby metal. I thought it was really good.
I don't think you'll have another playlist quite like it anytime
no,
soon.
I don't so think so. I mean, no, really. I mean, I think for me, Trio Mendili just come out of it a treat, really. That would be my numero one, I think, of the show. But is there anyone you want to say hello to?
Not really. No. That's a lie. I'd like to say hello to everyone in Turkey, I guess, who I've not seen in a long time. I mean, everyone in Vietnam and everyone in Scotland. Why not? Why not just say hello to everyone while I'm at it? Yeah.
Well, there we go. Well, Callum, it's been a pleasure and a privilege having you as the sort of king of the show tonight, and kicking all the records, but picking all the records for me to kick.
It's been good fun. Hopefully we'll be able to do one in the studio again before too long.
Well, it'd be nice, and anytime you're feeling like doing another, pop in and pop into a chat room, and we'll do another one. And always a pleasure to have you on board. It's like you're in the room with me.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Thank you for having me. Yeah, you're cutting up, I'm afraid.
Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy.
There you are. It's the perfect time for the connection to go. The connection to go down.
We started off with Feeder and My Perfect Day.
Oh, that we did, and then we the Flesh Failures from the original Broadway cast of Hair the Musical.
And then we had the Beatles, Tomorrow Never Knows.
And we had Charanjit Singh and Raja Bairagi.
That was excellent. Then we had a bit of Sylvester and I Need You, in brackets, Dim Super Disco Blend.
And next we had Tim's favourite song of the night, Baby Metal, Papaya.
That was awesome, that. And then we had The Who, but not That Who, and Yuva Yuva You.
Mm-hmm. We had Trio Mendili with Diggly Daggly Doogly.
That was a bit of Diggly Daggly Duggery. And we finished off with everybody's favourite, The Toy Dolls and Nelly the Elephant. Well, that'll do us. Oh, do you want to do... We need to do a harmony, Callum.
Connection. That was not harmony.
Dire. Brilliant. Okay. Thank you, Callum.